Elburn, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
It's been a
welcome back once again to Saturday with the Beatles. This is your host, Paul Esposito. How are you doing today? Hope you're having a wonderful day. I'm here to make this day all that much more wonderful to you here today. You're listening to 1510 AM as well as 94.7 FM, 100.7 FM. And we're going to have a little fun today. I just bought an app in the iOS or the iPad or iPhone app store the other day. And the app is called the George Harrison Collection. And it's 99 cents. And oh, I just love this app. And what it is, it's a look at all of George Harrison's guitars. And he, in his own voice, explains every one of these guitars, what they meant to him. And under each guitar has all the songs, all the Beatles songs for each guitar that he owned in his collection, that his son owns now. And that's really fascinating. So I want to do today's program with the songs listed under each one of these guitars. And I want to have a little fun here today. We're starting off today with George Harrison's Rickenbacker 360. Now, this was a 12-string guitar. And a lot of the stuff from 1964 and 1965, then he laid down this guitar and really didn't use it anymore. This first set, I Want to Play Things, all off of George Harrison's Rickenbacker 360 electric 12-string guitar.
Close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you. soft and true. Darling, I love you.
She don't care. I don't know why she's riding so high.
sure to do right by me before she gets to saying goodbye. Sure to think twice, sure to do right by me.
Second time I caught you talking to him.
wow, I really love this app. This is really just helps me to get a better handle of the music when I can look at the guitar that he was using and then hear the music. So many of these songs, I really didn't realize that they were 12-string. Very distinctive sound, now that I tell you, isn't it? And then you hear it. The most famous, I think, there is Ticket to Ride and A Hard Day's Night. All of those songs, the albums there, all of 1964 and 1965's albums. And it even tells you here a history of when he got this guitar. And he says himself, George says that, he says that the Rickenbacker was quite easy to play as long as it stayed in tune. Having not played it for years, I just played it again recently, and I was surprised the neck is so narrow. You have to be very careful when you're clamping the strings down there, because the first and sixth strings can slip off the side of the neck if you're pressing at it from an angle. He said, I used to play it in concerts for years, and it never gave me any trouble. I'm pleased to say I've still got the guitar, and it's a great classic guitar now, and it's hanging on the wall at my home. Now, he used this in A Hard Day's Night, 1964, and then Beatles for Sale, also 1964, and then Help, the first album, in 1965, the first of two, and I believe after Ticket to Ride, he laid the guitar down, and we never hear again from George Harrison's Rickenbacker 360. Now, stick with us. We'll be right back after this quick break with some more great music, and we will follow the history of another one of George Harrison's guitars here on Saturday with the Beatles. You're listening to 1510 AM, WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM. The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business based in Brevard County with many years of experience in the landscaping business. They always work hard to gain your utmost satisfaction. They bring passion and proficiency to every project with a commitment to impeccable service. Treasure Your Landscape, available at 321-749-1432. They are a comprehensive hub for all outdoor space enhancement needs. Their services include the installation of premium artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, meticulous landscaping services, and expert paver installation. They can transform your outdoor areas into a space your family will treasure. Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. 1432 is a proud corporate sponsor of the radio ministries of WMIE.
You got me.
Welcome back once again, Saturday with the Beatles. This is your host, Paul Esposito, having a lot of fun here today, sharing with you this brand new app I just got from the Apple Store. And it's an app that has all of George Harrison's guitars. With that, it has Howie used and all the Beatles songs with each one of these guitars. Our first set here was listening to George's Rickenbacker 360, which was a 12-string. Now we're going to play on the second set everything off a guitar that George bought from a sailor in Liverpool in 1960. The guitar is called a Gretsch Duo Jet. It was made in 1957. Sounds like a guitar that Elvis Presley would have had, which is why it does not surprise me that everything from this first album of the Beatles, Please Please Me, George used this guitar. We just started with Twist and Shout. Now, listen to the distinctive tone of this song here.
One, two, three, five! Thank you.
finger. You give back your ring to me, and I will set you free. Go with him.
Heard a couple tracks from the first Beatles album, Please Please Me, and that was with George Harrison's Gretsch, was the name of that guitar that he bought from a sailor in Liverpool back in 1960, which would have put him at around 17 years old. Now, the first album, Please Please Me, and the second album with the Beatles is George's Gretsch, and you can have, again, has a very distinctive sound to it. And we only played a couple songs there because George Harrison owned a lot of guitars, and there's certainly, I don't have the time here in 1 hour to showcase them, so I want to move on to something different. Now I want to move on here to George Harrison's Gibson Les Paul that he named Lucy. He used this later on in his career. Let's go to a very distinct sound from George's Les Paul.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in
his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
I take two. Okay. USSR.
Manufactured in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 1957. Man, this is a great app. I'm really loving this. As you could imagine, you all know how much I love the Beatles. Just seeing this app and hearing the music and seeing the guitar and reading the history really is just, it's awesome for Beatles fans. I recommend it. It's only 99 cents. Now, right there, that's well, it's a real famous rock and roll guitar, Gibson Les Paul, as well as jazz as well. Very, very, very famous guitar, the Gibson Les Paul. We just heard the laid-back version of Revolution, Revolution 1 from my Mono White Album collection, as well as Back in the USSR on Mono, George on the Gibson Les Paul. Whoa, we're really running out of time here. We got one short set here left to this hour. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this quick message for some more great music and another one of George's guitars. You're listening to 1510 AM, WWBC, as well as 94.7 FM and 100.7 FM.
Every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 here on WWBC, you hear Captain Jim Ross giving you tips and tricks to help you catch more fish. Now here's your chance to get one-on-one attention and seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Captain Jim for an instructional fishing charter and help become the angler you've always wanted to be. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Give Jim a call at 321-636-3728 or go to his website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and educational fishing trip today.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.
Oh,
Welcome back once again to Saturday with the Beatles. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Having a lot of fun here experimenting with my new app here today. And the app is, there's the sound to it. The app is called the George Harrison Collection. And it is, it's 99 cents. It's in the Apple iOS App Store. And it has all of George Harrison's guitars in here. And it has all of the songs, all the Beatles songs with each guitar. And it really is made for a unique program here today. Now, with our last short set here of this Saturday morning, we are now going to George's Stratocaster, his Fender Strat. If you've ever seen the video for the Magical Mystery Tour, you've seen this psychedelic Stratocaster of George's. And we started off this last set here, All You Need Is Love, with that guitar. Now probably on to one of my all-time favorite Beatles song, featuring George's Fender Stratocaster that he named Rocky.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for now.